The Mets and the A's from Citi Field on Friday. Michael Conforto enters this one with two multi-homer games on the season. We call that foreshadowing, boys and girls.
And he rockets one to deep right center. Forget that. That is way out of here. Michael Conforto with a monstrous two-run homer to put the Mets in front 2-1.
Jumped on a first pitch changeup, Keith.
Right down the old pipe.
Number 17 for Conforto.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit grounder up the middle. Base hit center field. Cabrera scores. Cespedes digging for the plate. The throw will go to third. Cespedes scores. They tag due to out between second and third. And then the ball thrown away towards second into right field. All the way to the warning track. And T.J. Rivera is going to come around to score.
The Mets fan base is there was another Matsui on the other side of town. Conforto drives one toward the corner. That ball is out of here.
Second home run of the night for Michael Conforto. Conforto with a pair of two-run homers, and the Mets lead it 7-3.
I think that was a breaking ball game.
It was, down and in, and a good pitch. And that's a sign of a good hitter.
Here's the 0-1. Swinging a high pop-up outside first. Foul ball, playable. Duda on the dirt. Now backs to the grass and makes the catch. Two men away. A huge out for Jerry Blevins. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch to Davis. Swung on and missed strike three. He got him with a fastball. Outstanding effort by Jerry Blevins, and the A's leave him loaded in the eighth.
Michael Conforto went deep twice, and the Mets' bullpen came up big in the late innings, giving the Metropolitans a 7-5 win over the A's at Citi Field on Friday night. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins.
Well, first of all, I'm using Addison Reed way too much in the eighth inning, way too much. That particular point in the game, I wanted Addy to face those two guys for sure. And I said, if Alonzo gets up, we got Jerry ready. I just thought we had to get those two guys out, you know, or we were in trouble. And, you know, we didn't get them out, so I went to Jerry.
Now, we were talking before the game about Conforto looking locked in again. Specifically on that second home run, what is the degree of difficulty in a pitch that breaks that late down and in and finding a way to, you know, get around it and get it out?
Well, you know, again, Steve, you keep your hands inside the baseball and you can keep that ball fair, and that's what he did in that particular bat. You know, you go around that ball, he hooks that ball foul, but he just kept his hands inside and got some backspin and kept it in line drive in fair territory. And, you know, that's why he's a real, real good hitter.
Jerry.
So are you pondering using Jerry or somebody else, or Jerry in the ninth inning, if Addison got out of the eighth unscathed? Or would you have tried to go the ninth with him as well?
I probably would have went the ninth with Addison to start. Probably.
Who's next? Mike.
Terry, do you have to be careful with Reed given this time of year and the teams may be looking at him as far as a trade, or does that not enter your mind at all?
Mike, it doesn't enter my mind.
Christy?
Terry, apparently before the game, Yoenis Cespedes did an interview where he said that he hoped to finish his career in Oakland and that Bob Melvin was his favorite manager. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts about that or if you've talked to him at all about that.
This is, Christy, the first I've heard of it, but... You know, Bob's a great manager. I don't blame him. But I know nothing about it, so.
Go ahead. On the right.
Terry, with Steven at 83 pitches, how much thought did you have to letting him go back up there?
In the fifth inning. You forgot a big subject. It was the fifth inning he had 83 pitches. He also gave up 9 hits, and with the last 2 outings he had, I said, you know what, he's got us. He's only going to face 4 more hitters because he's not going to see Davis in the top of that order. They had 7 of the 9 hits. So he had 4 more guys to face, and I said, I got a chance to maybe get a lead here and put it away. So we made the decision.
Jerry.
After a game like this where you basically used everybody you could in the bullpen, are you more relieved, exhausted, both? How do you feel after a game like this?
They're never easy. You know, the games are never easy, but – you know, we just tried to find some matchups that worked. You know, when I brought Seawald in, I wanted him to face the middle of those orders. And, you know, the 2 base on balls probably kept him from going back out the next inning. So, you know, Jerry came in at the end and did a nice job. We were down to two guys in the pen, and so I said, well, we'll finish the game with him. If they catch up, we'll at least we got some guys if we go extra innings.
The Mets will send Zach Wheeler to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Sean Manaea.